you know, wounded, not wounded, it doesn't matter. You know, rookie quarterback, non-rookie quarterback, you know, tight ends down, no tight end down, we're going. They have a good team, you know what I mean? Great O-line, great runner, and they're a good team.
No, I haven't played against him yet. But he's a good back, obviously. I remember hearing all about his rookie year. They're probably the best O-line overall that we've got against this year. So that'll be a challenge as well, especially in run defense.
He's just small little powerhouse, you know, somebody who's going to get after it, you know, if you get him going. But you got to make sure, you know, we got to get to him in numbers, and I think our effort would do that, and you know, kind of, you know, stop him, and then that's when we got to make sure we do our job in the back end.
This is a guy that's not has no clue as to, you know, what the defensive game plan is going to be himself. He's a guy that doesn't know the tempo or the speed of the game. You know, it's much different than college. You know, we give a lot of respect to the quarterbacks, but when you're a rookie, it makes our job not necessarily easy, but it gives us an edge.
Well, he's a big old boy that has a big arm, so he can make all those throws. You know, he's definitely got an NFL arm, and he can make any throw, you know, on the field.
Well, you know, I think they got a lot of trust in him, you know, because Josh Freeman's not there anymore. You know, I think they made a call to, you know, go younger because they can work with him. But I think his confidence is up because, you know, he's getting his shot. You know, that's how I would take it. You know, I'm just, you know, putting words in his mouth. But I think from looking at him, that he loves to stay in the pocket, and he definitely can make a lot of throws. So, you know, we got to make sure we get after him.